यत्र कोकिल कूजिते नारण्य मृग व्रातेर अनाबाधे मुनिव्रते आहुतं मन्यते पान्थो यत्र कोकिल कूजिते नानारण्य मृग व्रातेर अनाबाधे मुनिव्रते आहुतं मन्यते पान्थो यत्र कोकिल कूजिते। माताजी नानारण्य मृग व्रातेर अनाबाधे मुनिव्रते आहुतं मन्यते पान्थो यत्र कोकिल कूजिते। वर्ड बाय वर्ड ट्रांसलेशन, ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। नाना वेरियस, अरण्य फॉरेस्ट, मृग एनिमल्स, व्राते विद ग्रुप्स, अनाबाधे इन द मैटर ऑफ नॉन वायलेंस, मुनिव्रते लाइक द ग्रेट सेजिस, आहुतम एज इफ इन्वाइटेड, मन्यते थिंक्स, पांतः पैसेंजर, यत्र वेर, कोकिला ऑफ कुकूज, कूजिते बाय द क्वीन। ट्रांसलेशन, इन सच एन एटमोस्फियर इवन द एनिमल्स ऑफ द फॉरेस्ट बिकेम नॉन वायलेंट and non-envious like great sages. Consequently, the animals did not attack anyone. Over and above, everything was the cooing of the cuckoos, and any passenger passing along that path was invited by that atmosphere to take rest in that nice garden. Purport. A peaceful family with wife and children is compared to the peaceful atmosphere of the forest. Children are compared to non-violent animals. Sometimes, however, wives and children are called Swajanakya Dasyu, burglars in the name of kinsman. A man earns his livelihood with hard labor, but the result is that he is plundered by his wife and children, exactly as a person in a forest is attacked by some thieves and burglars who take his money. Nonetheless, in family life, the turmoil of wife and children appears to be like the cooing of the cuckoos in the garden of family life. Being invited by such an atmosphere, the person who is passing through such a blissful family life desires to have his family with him at all costs. ओम अज्ञान्तिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथान्वितं स्तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगण ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च। नमाओं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। नमो महावदन्याय प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्या नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते। తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగి త్రిరాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి ఋషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరి ప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరూభ్యస్య కృపాసింధుభయేవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార్ శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద. హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే హరే, హరే రామ 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 హరే హరే. ఇన్ సచ్ ఎన్ అట్మాస్ఫియర్ ఈవెన్ ద ఎనిమల్స్ ఆఫ్ ద ఫారెస్ట్ బికేమ్ నాన్ వైలెంట్ and non-envious, like great sages. Consequently, the animals did not attack anyone. Over and above, everything was the cooing of the cuckoos. Any passenger passing along the path was invited by that atmosphere to take rest in that nice garden. Hare Krishna. Thank you for giving me an opportunity to serve all of you. I'm extremely grateful to you. In this section, the great sage Narad Muni is instructing King Prachinabharishit. King Prachinabharishit is involved in conducting many fruitive fire sacrifices for the purpose of fruitive activities. And being compassionate, because Prachinabharishit is coming from the as a descendant of Dhruva Maharaj, who is also a disciple of Narad Muni. Narad Muni is instructing him about the aim of life and goal of life, and telling him an allegorical story of King Puranjan. This story is nothing non-different than the story of King Prachinabharishit himself, told in a different way. And Puranjan means a living entity who enjoys in his body. So this is the background. And then Srila Prabhupada, in his brief purport, tells about how Puranjan is traveling all over the globe, finding a suitable place for his sense gratification. But unfortunately, he cannot find such a suitable place. So there's a lot of insufficiency wherever he goes. He becomes morose, he becomes despondent, and this is the life. How to come above morosity and be positive. And then ultimately, after a hard struggle, he finds in Bharatvarsha a city with 9 gates and having very favorable atmosphere and auspicious conditions. And then Prabhupada discusses about this city, its outskirts, the gardens, and in this present verse, how the forest in the outskirts is so wonderful, where the animals are non-violent and non-envious, then they don't attack anyone, and there are cuckoos cooing, and any passenger wants to take rest there. That shows how environment and the surroundings that we create amongst ourselves is very, very important. Even a wild animal like person having tendencies of cruelty, inhumanity, aggressiveness can be subdued in such an atmosphere. And that atmosphere then becomes very nice, and conducive to attain our goal of life. And Prabhupada, exactly in the purport, says the same thing. A peaceful family with wife and children is compared to the peaceful atmosphere of the forest. Children are compared to non-violent animals. This is one type of surrounding and atmosphere. Very favorable, anukul. Anukulasya sankalpaha. So how to create a favorable atmosphere? But then Prabhupada also cautions us. If the atmosphere, the surroundings, the association is not favorable, pratikul, then what happens? Then he tells, Prabhupada says, sometimes, however, wives and children are called Swajanakya Dasyu, burglars in the name of kinsman. So sometimes, if the association is favorable, surrounding is favorable, the same family members and the head of the family becomes wonderful person having divine qualities. But if the association, surroundings, atmosphere is non-conducive, the same type of people who have divine qualities also, they develop asuric qualities. So this is the difference between a spiritual life and the material life. Duality of this material world. The choice is ours. Whether we opt for a conducive spiritual life or a demonic, exploitative material life. And Bhagavatam is so wonderful, so instructive, so enlightening. It gives us aspects of both types of lives. The pros and cons of the spiritual, because Bhagavatam, every word of Srimad Bhagavatam is about bhakti, about spiritual life. But to give us further insight into what not to be done, Bhagavatam also in some sections discusses about material life and saying that this is a forest of enjoyment. Forest, one. So we have a choice. Either one, forest means one. To make it bhavan by keeping Krishna in the center, or make it a one, forest, keeping myself in the forest. And Bhagavatam very beautifully highlights these aspects. For our sake, so that we advance spiritually. So today, we'll discuss about two such sections from Srimad Bhagavatam. First, we'll discuss about bhavan, the anukul conditions and association, and what are the factors and criteria that are required, and Srimad Bhagavatam talks about. And then we'll talk about the other aspect, the material forest of enjoyment. So the first discussion is between Yudhishthir Maharaj and Narad Muni, and that is discussed in Canto 7, Chapter 14. Ideal family life. Yudhishthir Maharaj has performed Rajasuya Yajna, and he has seen very amazing sight. A blasphemer, a sinner like Shishupal, after he is killed by Krishna, his soul enters the body of Krishna. And Yudhishthir is amazed. How merciful is Krishna? And as usual, Narad Muni is there. He is asking the question to Narad Muni, please clarify how this has happened. Why Krishna is so merciful? And then Narad Muni discusses about the previous life of Shishupal. In short, how the doorkeepers Jai Vijay were cursed by four Kumaras. And the whole seventh canto, part of till about 13 chapters, Sukadev Goswami, Narad Muni, describes the life predominantly, how not to be like Hiranyakashipu, and how to develop characteristics and qualities of Prahlad Maharaj. And after hearing these discussions, Yudhishthir Maharaj is extremely happy. His curiosity, his hunger for knowing more is aroused. He says, I want to know more. So tell me, how Varnashram and how Dharma is to be practiced? Ideally, I would like to hear from you. And then Narad Muni discusses about the perfect social structure, perfect spiritual structure, behavior of an ideal person, and then the ideal family. So in that section, Narad Muni instructs for our purpose, so that we can learn from this many aspects and situations. How a head of the family and family members should relate to or should behave. There are about 20 such qualities. For the sake of time, we will discover 5 important qualities. The first quality that is exhibited by any member, head of the family, is called Graha Moodadhi. Graha Moodadhi. And who is saying this? First, Yudhishthir Maharaj is himself asking, I am Graha Moodadhi. I am incomplete in my spiritual realization. I have no spiritual knowledge. And who is speaking this? Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is the eternal associate of Krishna, who has performed Rajasa Yajna, who is the emperor of the whole world. And he feels incomplete. He says, I don't have much, I am being a grahastha, I am incomplete in my spiritual knowledge. So please advise me. And this mood we see all throughout Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Arjuna is on the same mood when you want to listen. Karpanya dosha pahato svabhava. Please tell me, I am bewildered. Sanatana Goswami, when approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, say the same. Ki ami, kin amayat jara tara tapatray. Ihanai jan ki amara hita hai. So I don't know what is the best for my, please guide me. So to approach or to leave, have that, develop that mood that I don't know much. I have a lot to learn. That means I am always a student. All of your students. Brahmacharis are students all throughout. So you have a wonderful mood. Trying to seek guidance, trying to get more knowledge, even though you are highly, very, very well qualified. But what is the mood? Yes, I would always want to learn. I am a student. So the first quality that Narad Muni, or in this section, tells us that always be a student. Assume yourself into a lower position. Graha Moodadhi. And there Prabhupada says, in order to develop that mood of Graha Moodadhi, you have to understand that I am not qualified and I have to perform lot of austerities and penances. And then Prabhupada quotes about Rishabhdev's famous shloka to his sons. Yes? Naham deho deha bhajat tapo divyam putrka nasatvam. He says, and these performances of austerities give you such a bliss which is beyond peace. And Prabhupada is talking about peace here. So you can transcend that bliss, and this bliss is eternal. So the first quality. The second quality is Vasudeva Arpanam Sakshat Upasita Mahamunim. That means after that grihastas, this basically deals with grihastas. So they have to do their responsibilities, they have to work for their survival, and after working, whatever the results they get, instead of enjoying those results, they should offer it to Vasudev Krishna. Directly, Vasudev Arpanam Sakshat. Yat Karoshi Yad Ashnasi. Yat Jihosi Dadasyat. Yat Tapasasi Kaunteya Tat Kurishwa Madarpanam. So offering this. But how does one learn this? The second part is Upasita Mahamunim. Learn it from to the association of devotees. Be in the association of devotees. Learn from them how to keep Krishna in the center. And then examples are so many in Srimad Bhagavatam. Ambarish Maharaj, Dhruva Maharaj, all these Rajarishis, even Pandavas. And they have their guides, spiritual masters, who have been telling them how to do, how to behave. And they have been following these instructions. The third, Shrinuvan Bhagavato Abhikshanam Avatar Kathamrutam. Abhikshanam, constantly, every day. What do you do? Shrinuvan Bhagavata Avatar Kathamrutam. That means read Srimad Bhagavatam. Hear Srimad Bhagavatam in the association of devotees. So that gradually, by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, you are detached from the family life. Even though you care for your family, you are detached. You care in the sense that they are Krishna's part and parcel. They are not mine. No possessive mentality. That is detachment. And examples are, even to live in the society, to live in that particular situation, and how to get detached, how to develop that internal mood, is again wonderfully described in Srimad Bhagavatam, in 10th canto. Brahman Patnis. What is Krishna telling them? Go back to your houses. You have to fulfill your responsibilities. You can't run away. But meditate on me inwardly. Externally, try to do all your responsibilities. That's what is important. So meditate on me inwardly. Shanvam, they have heard. Now go on hearing, go on meditating. Then gopis, did they give up everything after they had a Raslila with Krishna? They went back. They were internally focused on Krishna, but they were doing all their household chores. They were taking care of their families, husbands, children. So this is what is Shrinuvan Bhagavato Abhikshanam. Abhikshanam. Prabhupada focuses on this word abhikshanam. Daily, constantly, satatam. And avatar kathamrutam. So even the fourth aspect is similar to this third. Shrinuvan, what gives you detachment. But more than detachment is one more aspect of behavior. The detachment should be such that other members of the family are not affected by your detachment or aloofness. And this is called virakto raktavat tatra. Sorry, I gave this earlier example, these examples of gopis to this actually. Virakto raktavat tatra. I mean, externally appearing very much attached, but internally unattached to family affairs and focus on Krishna. And Shrinuvan is Parikshit Maharaj. Always listen. Even when you are about to be dying. So gopis and Brahman Patnis were externally doing the sevas. But internally, they're focusing on Krishna. Virakta. Externally, virakta. Raktavat tatra. But internally, meditating on Krishna. Fifth is, yad vadanti, yad ichanti, चानुमोदित निर्ममः. मेक योर एक्टिविटीज और प्रोग्राम डेली रूटीन वेरी वेरी सिंपल. डोंट मेक इट कॉम्प्लिकेटेड. एंड व्हेन सजेशंस फ्रॉम यानी यद वदंती, इफ समवन टेल्स यू और समवन डिजायर्स, यस एक्सक्लूसिव, आई विल डू यू, आई एग्री विद यू, आई विल डू इट, आई विल फॉलो योर सजेशंस, वेरी नाइस सजेशन. सो बिहेव नाइसली विद द फैमिली मेंबर्स, बिहेव नाइसली विद रिलेटिव्स एंड फ्रेंड्स. डोंट बी ब्लंट, नो आई एम डिटैच्ड, I am practicing spirituality. Don't have the ego that I am practicing spirituality. I am a good devotee of good standing. You are karmis. No. Narayan telling you, externally behave very nicely. Be simple. Accept the suggestions. Oh, how nice. Wonderful. But at the same time say, yes, yes, I agree with your suggestion. But at the same time, don't create don't get bound to the suggestions. And don't create cumbersome life by practicing the suggestions. Let them do whatever it is. You give a suggestion, yeah, yes, you can do it, go ahead. But I have some other thing, I will not able to do it today. Please excuse me. Use kind words which will not hurt anyone. So, yad vadanti, yad ichanti. Try to fulfill their desires in such a way without making your life cumbersome. You be simple. Don't have external motive. And sixth is, which is general practice. There are so many others, I have just summarized. They are like basically the atmosphere in the family or surrounding should be of good culture, care, affection, no proprietorship or ownership mentality, charitable. Invite brahmanas and guests, because even brahmanas are invited, Krishna is more pleased. Then distributing prasad, practicing devotional service in your home, understanding the Lord is Krishna is enjoyer, bhoktaram yajna tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. And one more thing is be foolproof or be protect yourself from that frustration that comes from humiliation and insults. Humiliations and insults will take place. But a family member should learn the art of how to overcome this aspect. Radha Vrindavan Chandra ki jai, Gaur Nitai ki jai, Jagannath Baladev Subramanya ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai. And here Prabhupada quotes an example of Jad Bharat and Rahu Guna. Jad Bharat was humiliated, insulted by Raguna. And initially it's quite but natural, but because we have emotions. So momentarily, Jad Bharat felt humiliated. He felt insulted. But on the strength of his spiritual aspects of devotional service, he overcame that. And he forgave Raguna. So these humiliations, insults will be there. You can't avoid them. As in a rainy season, you take an umbrella and protect yourself. So through a proper, wonderful sadhana, we have to protect ourselves or a family member from this type of behavior. So in summary, these are the positive points or aspects which Narad Muni tells Yudhishthira Maharaj. But why is he telling this to Yudhishthira Maharaj? So that those readers in future who will read Bhagavatam, sadhakas and practitioners, they can try to understand something and try to practice these aspects in their day-to-day life. And so that the home atmosphere becomes anukul for spirituality. They develop divine qualities or 26 Vaishnava qualities. This is the essence of this particular chapter, ideal family life. And that's what Prabhupada means here, when their children, by proper culture, because children learn a lot from the behavior of the elders, they're very observant. We give them a lot of discourse, lot of training, verbal training. But what they observe, how does this, my father and mother, how do they behave? Instead of talking, they lecture to us. But privately, how do they behave? They tell me, don't watch TV. But they are watching TVs. So what do I learn from them? They are duplicious. So if we are, transparency is there, love and affection is there, naturally the children are satisfied. If they are satisfied, if they don't compare, then where's the question of envy? They become non-envious. If these traits are imbibed in them, right in the childhood, culture. Then Prabhupada talks about culture, education and devotional service. So if these are imbibed in the children, that's why this is imbibed in you or in all your, by your parents. That's why you have joined Brahmachari Ashram. You know what is the higher aim of goal of your life. So the creed goes to your parents also, not to besides you. So this is called ideal family life. Now, Bhagavatam also talks about what is the material forest of enjoyment. And this again comes in Canto 5, where Jad Bharat, who had been humiliated and insulted earlier by Rahuguna, he first instructs him and then he has a talk, friendly talk, chapter number 13, Canto 5, chapter number 13, where he has conversation and where he defines the pratikul. So how to not be in that situation and why this pratikul? What are the aspects that make an atmosphere non-favorable? Or why a family man behaves in such a person? Again, there are about 20 qualities, aspects, but again we'll discuss about four or five. The first is rajas, tamo, sattva, vibhakta, karmadruk. A conditioned living entity cannot identify or does not understand this material world is temporary, dukkhalem ashashvatam, and is being operating on these three modes of nature, rajas, tamo and sattva. And this is the same exactly what Prachinna Parishad is doing. So he thinks that as I'll indulge in fruitive activities and get the best of the results and satisfy myself. But these results you get are depending on the activities. Tamoguni activities, Rajoguni activities and Satoguni activities. And these activities bind you. They make you take birth again and again, repeated birth again and again. So a karmi or a family head who is not very favorable or who does not have that desire, Brahmand Brahmite Kona Bhagyavana Jiv, is unfortunate. So such a person only sees because of ignorance, oh, how this material nature is so ripe for me to enjoy. Let me exploit. Let me do fruitive activities. And let me get the results of this and enjoy the results to myself. And then this creates the first unfavorable situation. This gives rise to selfishness. You know, instead of selflessness, this selfishness, me and mine. I want to enjoy myself. And that's why such a person is called vanik, merchant, who goes in that forest of enjoyment to get something so that he can sell and make profit and distribute his profit amongst family members, pamper them, fulfill their also desires of sense gratification and spoil them. So, rajas, tamha, sattva, vibhakta, karmadruk. So he does such activities related to these three modes of material nature and gets fruits accordingly. So sometimes he's happy, sometimes he's neutral, sometimes he's totally distressed because the fruits are accordingly like that. Bitter and sweet fruits. Then the second Prabhupada talks about here, Swajanakya Dasyu. Dasyu means plunderer. So the second aspect, or he does not know that who are his plunderers first? Shad Dasyaha. Six sense indriya. Mana Shastriyani Prakristani Karshati. Mind and the five senses. If he does not realize that I have to have control my senses, I have to regulate my senses. So this knowledge is not given to him. So he becomes a godas. But he thinks, oh, I am enjoyer. I am controlling everything. I am the master. But actually the slave of his senses. So a person, a merchant, who does not realize dasyu, that my senses are plundering. They make me work overtime. They squeeze my energies. And that's why I say, I have no time. I'm busy. This comes because of this aspect of ignorance. Third, dasyuha. So these are primary plunderers, are senses. Then second plunderers, Prabhupada is talking about second plunderers. What are the second plunderers? Wives and children. How they plunder is also beautifully explained by Jad Bharat Tarahuguna. Gamayavah yatra haranti swartikam pramatta avishya yatha uranam vrikaha. Gamayam like jackals and vrika is like tiger. These four ferocious animals who are in jungles, they would like to eat. And what would they like to eat? Uranam, a lamb which has been protected by a person. So they attack whom? The lamb which is held very close. The lamb is very dear to the proprietor, a person. So they cry, they shout, and the shout and the cry of a wolf or a tiger make that person scared. He runs away, and in the process he may be giving up that lamb, and the lamb is attacked. So this analogy is given by scriptures to wife and children. So you can say, wow, why is scripture so hard, so hard-hearted? But you have to understand the meaning behind it. What do jackals and tigers do? They cry and shout. Similarly, the family member, a wife and children, they cry and shout, I want this, I want that, Papa, give me this, Papa, I want money, I want this new mobile, which is a smartphone, I want to see everything in that, please give me. And because of attachment, excessive attachment, the poor fellow yields. Yes, beta. My dear wife, yes, I'll give it to you. And he willingly offers it. And that's how excessive pampering, excessive attachment. And that's why they are compared, not because of is nothing. Scriptures give a very internal, very good message, instruction. Because of a crying and shouting and demanding nature. And they're very affectionate, very close. So what do they do? They enter the heart of this poor man, head of the family member. And he is, oh, I love them so much. I care them. It's misguided love, misguided care, misguided affection. So I have to fulfill that demands. I have to make them happy. And there's a guilty feeling also. Because the husband, the family member, may not have sufficient time to take care of the children and wife. Because he's a workaholic. He is running after money. So where's the time? So out of guilt feeling also, oh, let them be happy. Let me pamper. So these misplaced feelings, wrong feelings. So gamayavaha yatra haranti. And so this selfish person whose intelligence is lost, he cannot think properly. And pramattam, he's become mad. Avish, and then he gives up. Yatha urnam vrukaha. Just like a lamb is snatched by a tiger or jackal, he says, yes, okay, take this, willingly. Then fourth, kathora damser masaker upadrutaha. Kathora means very cruel. Damser means bites. Masaker means mosquitoes. And upadrita is disturbed. 5 minutes. So when a merchant goes in the forest, you also must have, even now, here also, you get mosquito bites. So some of you get malaria. So just imagine what is happening in a dense forest. Lot of mosquitoes and lot of insects. They bite. And you get that, you are disturbed. So why this scripture talk about mosquito bites? These mosquito bites are like insults of the envious people. They insult you, they make remarks. So mosquitoes are compared to envious people. Would you like to be a mosquito? I'm a mosquito. So you have to come about and mosquitoes will be there. So you have to protect yourself by net. That's why you are using mosquito nets. Not the internet. Mosquito net. Right? Like umbrella. So you have to prepare. So but the person who does not know that and guess, oh, these bites are there. I'm helpless. I can't protect myself. And allows to be beaten and get frustrated. This is again a pratikul atmosphere. Then fifth one is Nivasataya Dravinatma Buddhis Tatas Tato Dhavati Bho Atavyam. So this person is so, his intelligence is misplaced because he wants a good house, Nivas, good house. Dravya, I want money. And his relatives, I want good wife, good family members, etc. So he's running after success. Because who will marry him? When will he get married? When he becomes successful materially. And there's a criteria in material world, how successful he is. Nobody sees character nowadays. He says, oh, how much is he earning? Nobody talks about earlier marriages were decided on family backgrounds. Today, love affairs. What is there? Money and physical attraction. So he, so busy, after success, name, fame, and he runs away. No time for spirituality. So when this situation, plus about 20 aspects. So when such aspects are not removed from the life of a head of a family, the surrounding becomes pratikul. He is ignorant, his family members are in ignorant, and that's why Prabhupada says, in a good sense, it has to be understood in the right context, that these family members are plunderers because they plunder his heart, plunder his wealth, and for what purpose? For the sense gratification, not for giving charity to temple ISKCON. If they plunder for their purpose, it's appreciated. But they don't do it that way. They plunder it for their own sense gratification. So Prabhupada, in this purport, through the analogies, tells us two types of, and both things, the atmosphere is very nice. In spiritual also, the head of family, being knowledgeable, he's very happy. He would like to take rest there. He would like to stay there. So that's why in that garden, Prabhupada says here, that yes, everyone is invited to take rest. And even in a particular situation, because of ignorance, oh, my wonderful children, my wonderful family, let me stay here. I'm such a family man. I'm so happy with my family. Even though he's not happy. But he doesn't realize it. So even then he rests. And he can't do without the family members. And there's an irony. So Prabhupada talks, last sentence is very, very important. Nonetheless, in family life, the turmoil of wife and children appears to be like the cooing of the cuckoos. So in spiritual life, turmoil is like kirtan. And the pratikul life is like turmoil, conflicts. But then in both, they deal with it, live with it. And the ultimate is being, and the garden of family life, being invited by such an atmosphere. Maybe it's anukul or pratikul. They The person who is passing through such a blissful family life desires to have his family with him at all costs. This is the reality of life. Grastha life. I'm talking Grastha life, not Brahmachari life. So this is it. So we have a choice. You sing like a cuckoo or you crow like a crow. That's our choice. Thank you, Hare Krishna. I'm so might have exceeded some for 2 minutes. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.